This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Polling has concluded peacefully for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry. Voters today cast their votes for the 126 seats in Assam, 140 seats in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry. In Assam, 84.42% polling percentage was recorded till 5 p.m. Maximum voter turnout of 94.08% was witnessed in South Salmara, Mankachar district. In Keralam, 75.01% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. Maximum 77.63% polling percentage was witnessed in Kozhikode district. In the Union Territory of Puducherry, 86.92% vote was recorded till 5 p.m. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of polling in West Bengal and the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase of polling in the state. Counting of votes for Assam, Keralam, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and the Union Territory of Puducherry will take place on the 4th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that reservation for women in legislative bodies is a need of the hour to make Indian democracy more vibrant and participative. Expressing his thoughts in an op-ed, Mr. Modi said that any delay in bringing this reservation will be deeply unfortunate. Sharing a video, the Prime Minister said that Parliament has been convened on the 16th of this month to discuss and pass an important bill that advances women's reservation.
हमने कुछ वर्ष पहले नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम पारित किया था और सभी राजनीतिक दलों ने सहमति से किया था और सबकी इच्छा है कि 2029 में जब लोकसभा के चुनाव होंगे तब हमारे देश की नारी शक्ति को जनप्रतिनिधि के रूप में लोकसभा में विधानसभाओं में 33% स्थान मिलना ही चाहिए.
Joint Secretary in the Department of Pharmaceuticals, Satya Prakash T.L., today said that the concerned departments are working in close coordination to ensure uninterrupted supply of essential pharma inputs in the country. During an interministerial briefing in New Delhi on the West Asia crisis, Mr. Satya Prakash said that the global supply chains of pharma inputs have been disrupted due to the crisis. He highlighted that the government has slashed customs duty on 40 petrochemical products to zero to support the pharma industry and to maintain availability of inputs.
There is no major increase in sales prices of drugs and pharmaceuticals. In order to support pharma industry and to maintain the availability of inputs, feedstocks and also APIs, Department of Revenue through notification dated 1st April 2026 has slashed custom duties of 40 various petrochemical products to zero.
Additional Secretary of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, informed that Indian-flagged vessel named Green Asha carrying LPG has safely reached JNPA earlier today. Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi today launched the 8th edition of Poshan Pakwara 2026 in New Delhi. The theme for the Poshan Pakwara is maximizing brain development in the first 6 years of life. Addressing the gathering, the minister said that the Pakwara is an effort to turn nutrition into a people's movement. She said that Anganwari, Asha and frontline workers are the backbone of this movement, working tirelessly from centres to households. The minister noted that from teaching hygiene to nutrition practices, Anganwari workers are shaping the future of the country's children every day. India has recorded its highest ever annual solar capacity addition of around 45 gigawatt in the financial year 2025-26. In a social media post, Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, said this achievement reflects India's unwavering commitment to energy security, sustainable development and the vision of a Viksit Bharat. Mr. Joshi said that Rajasthan, Gujarat and Maharashtra have led this extraordinary growth powering India's transition towards a cleaner, greener and a more self-reliant future. Five Maoists surrendered before Aluri Sitarama Raju District Superintendent of Police Amit Bardar today. The surrendered group includes one DVCM rank member, three ACM, PPCM rank members and one CADA member. Police said a reward of 3 lakh rupees was on the DVCM member, while 1 lakh rupees each was announced for the ACM rank members. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants have won the toss and opted to bowl against Kolkata Knight Riders at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.